Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller, owner and CEO of TexasLending.com, and we are ready to talk about your home purchase, refinance, home equity loan with your best friends here in DFW. Tress Collins.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tress. And inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Hi.
That's
wow,
inappropriate Uncle
that's
Bubba.
All we
Woo!
Get.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to the show here at 105 Through the Fan, where we have been here for the last several years. I think it's going on 5 or 6. I don't know how long we've been here. Time is flying. We must be having fun, but we're here talking about you and your mortgage. Bobby, you've been on the front lines.
We're still here.
You're still here. The mortgage world has got 3 times as much business as the mortgage world can handle. The mortgage rates are at all-time lows. You are out there doing what you need to do to save money. People are surprised. Someone asked me this week where the rates were. I told them where they were. They're 0.5% lower than where they thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out there
because
buying.
Of the news, right?
Well, the news yesterday was that their home purchases had increased some 25 to 30% in the second quarter. And so that's a big deal. And, you know, we at TexasLending.com want to make sure you are taken care of with the best service you can get. So make sure you call us today at 972-387-4600 to get that text question in. We can help start serving you now. Now, Tress is the text reader, and she's going to read your text when you text us at 972-387-4600. But before all that, we want to know, well, how is Tress doing? We don't get to see her during the week.
I'm doing well. Just, you know, kind of same old, same old. Working from home still. Having fun with the dog, you know, trying to get the dog to get along with the cats.
Working at home with Jeff, too,
that's always
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Jeff's working at home, too.
Well, we have
dogs. We haven't killed each other yet.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a Labrador Golden Retriever. Mix.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got the short hair of a lab.
Oh.
Got it.
So, yeah.
We got the doodle dogs.
Mm.
And, man, are they
doodling.
They have all kinds of personality. They are personality dogs. At least mine are. They have all kinds of things going on. All kinds of stories, backstories, different plots.
But how old are they now?
One is 2, and the other one is about 9 months.
Ah, see, so, our puppy is 9 months.
Yeah, so they are still exploring the earth and figuring things out.
And my golden is 14.
It's ready to get out. Well, if you have a dog and maybe it needs a bigger apartment and you don't want to buy an apartment, you need to go buy a house.
Yeah.
And that's TexasLending.com's job, 972-387-4600. Get your question in. With 15-year mortgages in the low twos and 30-year mortgages in the mid to upper threes, or the mid to upper twos, you have opportunities to save money with a cash-out refinance, with a regular refinance, with your home purchase. Someone was asking me the other day. They had a 200. And their home's worth 400, they said. They owed 260, and their rate's at 3.75%. I was saying, yeah, and you can get that thing to a 15-year, drop that thing 1.5% to 1.75%, depending on whether you're paying points and such. What a great opportunity.
I thought you said we'd never see a rate under 2. I saw one this week.
Yeah, it was at 1.875, right?
Costing 3 points. But.
Yeah, well. Well,
hey,
you know,
but you could wear a shirt around that said, hey, I got 1.875.
Well, that's great. You know, the interesting thing is,
we'll buy them the shirt.
You know, the interesting thing is a $500,000 loan.
Yeah.
If your rate is 2%, you're paying only $10,000 a year in interest. That's only $833 a month. So you have great opportunities right now to save the most money you're ever going to save. Your taxes are typically are about 50% more than you're going to be paying on interest in your mortgage right now if you're going to get a refinance or a purchase.
Yes, that's true.
Make sure you call TexasLending.com and start saving money with one of the lowest rates you're going to find in the state of Texas. We are readjusting our rates again. They're going to slowly start coming down a little bit more for TexasLending.com. As our staff is getting nearly fully staffed again on our processors, and we are looking at underwriters. Underwriters, if you're out there, we have a healthy plan for you. Make sure you call us, TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. And that news this week that home purchases, I think it was in the month of June, they said pre-existing homes are up 29%.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and Dallas might even be higher.
That's good
than
for
that.
The value then.
It's good for values, you know, with the home rates or the interest rates being so low. If you're ever going to afford a house, now is the time to do it. Just from where they were 2 years ago, they were up near 6%.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get 3% lower than you could a couple of years ago. If you're going to buy that $360,000 house, that's nearly $900 a month lower payment than you could have got 3 years ago. So you're going to save $10,000 a year versus 3 years ago if you're going to buy a $360,000 house.
So are you saying I should refinance that 5.25 that I have that I've not gotten around to refinance?
Slacker?
It's like
if you don't take care of yourself.
If you own a donut shop, you don't like donuts. I mean, you know, it's kind of like.
It doesn't mean you don't like them. Maybe they don't have time to eat them. They're
Maybe
making them all day long.
So many of them,
yeah.
You know.
Mm. Well, I worked at a pizza place for 5 years, and I ate pizza.
Speedies.
And I still like pizza.
Yeah, I do too.
And so we want to take your phone call. We want to take your text, 972-387-4600. Here's how you get your question in. Tell us what your current rate is. Wait, maybe it's 3.5, maybe it's 3, maybe it's 5. Tell us what your current loan amount is on your house. And tell us what you think your home is worth in your credit score. So we're looking at your credit score, your interest rate, your home value, and what you owe. We'll tell you how much money you might be able to save on that mortgage right now on interest if you refinance with TexasLending.com. And the other thing is, if you want to buy a home, how much money do you make per year? What is your credit score? How much down payment do you have? And we can tell you about how much home you can get into and what your payment could be. Make sure you call TexasLending.com today. It's really hard to do the math, Bubba, because we used to do math at 5% or 6% or 8%. And now you got to do math of a 2.75% on a home purchase, you know. So there are opportunities for you to get into a 30-year fixed, somewhere between 2.75 plus or minus a little bit, depending on what you're going to do.
And talk about cash outs in the twos too. So that's a real thing.
Yeah, you're seeing some cash out refinances for 15 years and for 30 years
in the twos.
In the twos. So if you do have that debt that's at 25%. Maybe you get that to a 15-year at 2.5% and drop your interest rate 90% that you're paying on your credit cards. That's a real thing. And if you're paying 25% on $20,000 of credit cards, and you could throw that into a mortgage, 25% of $20,000 of credit cards, you're paying $5,000 a year of interest.
It's like Coke. It's the real thing.
Now you drop that 10%, you drop that 25%. You're paying $500 a year in interest versus $5,000 a year of interest. You're going to be saving all that money, $4,500 a year just in interest, by going from 25% to 2.5% on that same debt. So $450 a month—that's after tax money. That's the money you take home after you pay taxes. That's $450 a month. If you go from paying 25% on credit cards of $20,000. Down to 2.5% on $20,000. That's over $5,000 a year in savings, after tax money, real savings right now at TexasLending.com. Make sure you call us, 972-387-4600. Tress.
Kevin.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When it's 107, well, it hadn't rained in a while until last Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. It was Sunday night, wasn't it?
Was it Sunday? It was Sunday night. Yeah, we were at the baseball deal. Anyway, when it hasn't rained in a while, how do pepper plants survive?
Well, it depends on the pepper, apparently. The hot peppers love the heat.
Oh, really?
Is that why they do quite well without the rain?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can water them a little bit, and they'll be fine. But, like, my purple bell peppers, not so much. they need more water. Mm. So while my purple bell pepper plant is alive, it's not producing peppers right now.
What about the red hot chili peppers?
Yeah, those are, they are abundant. I actually had to throw some away. I can't find anybody who likes hot peppers.
Oh.
It's making me sad.
I thought their music was okay. I mean.
Yeah, well, there's that.
We are here talking about your home loan. We're talking about purple pepper plants with Tress. And we want to hear about your opportunities that you have to save money, buy a home, get cash out of your house. You can text us now, 972-387-4600. We'll be happy to take your phone call. Anyway, we want to share with you all your opportunities. There's people out there. You know what's really interesting? I'm going to share it with you. Jumbo loans are hard to come by these days.
So I've heard.
I was looking at Zillow the other day. I was looking at Zillow at homes. I looked at homes all the way up to the Oklahoma border, all the way down to Cedar Creek Lake, all the way out east to Sulphur Springs. I was looking out at Possum. I was just looking at homes. There are a lot of million-dollar homes for sale right now. I don't know how many of those homes were people that had businesses that got closed down by the government, right?
Right.
I don't know how many.
Makes you wonder.
I don't know how many of them are, but I see a lot of them. You know, I see a lot of them. I saw a lot of them that they've dropped their price this week and things like that. The thing is, the jumbo loan, which starts around $510,000, just over that, the jumbo loan is hard to come by unless you're putting 30% down. Hmm. Now, on top of that, what you don't know is that the government, one of the governments that we have here in Washington, D.C., they created a law that taxes people. If you have a home that's valued over $750,000 and your home value goes up and you sell the house, you're paying an initial 4% tax on that for Obamacare, for free health care. So you are paying money on your sale of your house. If your home is over, it's part of the Obamacare Affordable Care Act. And so some of these people who are selling their home, and I've looked at homes over the years. Home of these homes were $1.5 million. Now they're selling them for $3 million. So, man, they're going to be paying a lot of money on that extra $1.5 million. They're paying a lot of extra taxes on that, on the increased home value. Well, if they ever get it sold. I don't know how they're going to sell all these homes. There's a lot of million-dollar homes for sale.
Really?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them just in the Plano area. Just I was looking above, let's look north of Beltline, south of the George Bush.
Yeah.
And I was saying, oh my gosh, how are they going to sell all those houses? Hopefully they do get sold. Hopefully you get your home sold. Hope you make some money. Hopefully if you're selling your home, here's the nice thing is over in Farmers Branch, I was looking at homes, and there's homes for $200,000, $250,000. And you can afford a nice home and a nice payment right now with the interest rates as low as they are. I don't think they're going to have as much problem selling their house as some of the people, because the jumbo loan is the issue. There's not a lot of jumbo loans out there.
Yeah.
Self-employed people have to document their income for 2 years. That's been kind of upended for a lot of self-employed people, being able to document their income. It'll be interesting to see when it's hard to get a loan for self-employed and for jumbo, how they're going to be able to get these million-dollar homes sold. Mm. And the news is that there's a lot of other homes under $1 million and under $500,000 that are out there for sale right now. Builders are doing great. Builders are at their all-time high. It was announced this week that builders are at their all-time high in terms of their outlook of the possibility of building homes and getting them sold, especially with rates so low, and especially here in Texas. We happen to be in a state right now. Well, we want to keep that state moving forward. Opportunity for everyone. Mm-hmm. All right, Tress, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, we have a bunch of texts coming in, but we're about to have to take a break.
What our whistle? Give us one of the good ones, and we'll wait to answer it after the break. We want the good ones.
Good ones. Well, I'll give you
just
one.
Read a one.
I'll give you one that I actually deleted because it came in like Wednesday, but somebody wanted to know, do we
is
work?
Is Wednesday Tuesday or Thursday?
It was Wednesday.
Oh, so it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
You said it was like Wednesday.
Yeah, I did say like, but it really was Wednesday.
Okay. So you were just hiding. You were hiding your Wednesday.
Under the word like.
Okay.
That's my bad.
Okay, that's okay.
But they want to know if TexasLending.com works with first-time home buyers.
We do work with first-time home buyers. As a matter of fact, one of our friends said they hadn't had a home in 5 years. I said, you're a first-time home buyer. They said, what are you talking about? I said, well, in the mortgage world, if you haven't been on title to a home in the last 3 years, They restart time again to call you a first-time homebuyer again.
That's crazy.
Yes. If you haven't been on a title to a home in the last 3 years, you may be considered a first-time homebuyer. Call us, and we can work with you. When we come back, we're going to start answering your questions. They're starting to line up. Get your question in now, 972-387-4600, and we will answer your questions after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TechToSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, and Aunt Tress.
Aunt Tress.
Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
How is the Fuzzy's Tacos treating you this morning?
Pretty
good. It
looks
like a fuzzy burrito, or is it a taco?
It's a taco.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I couldn't chew it fast enough. That's my bad.
Yeah, well, you get all get to hear the sound of taco chewing this morning on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Things you never get. This is real live radio. You know, that's free stuff you don't even got to pay for. All right. We have some questions coming in. We want to answer those questions for you.
We do.
Tress, they're starting to come in at 972-387-4600. If you want to get your question in, you can start there. Or you can call loan officers. We have loan officers here at our office now, 972-387-4600. Same number, same bat channel, TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right. Current 4% on a 30-year VA loan. Loan amount is at $287,000 and worth $330,000. Middle credit score is 630.
You know, they're in a fun little spot right there. But I'm starting to see some, openings, some cracks. What do I mean by that? But when the COVID came out, and everyone dug deep into their little holes, so did the mortgage world. Some of the loan programs just skipped out of town. The jumbo loans, the low credit score government insured loans,
non-QM loans,
the people with lower credit score below 620. Those loans went away. VA loans was one of them. VA loans below 640 became a higher priced item and or hard to get and or non-existent, depending on which lender you were calling. Because the secondary market, you know, the secondary market was not paying for those loans. There's been about a 10% forbearance rate. That's starting to crack too. There's forbearances are starting to go down. We'll see how long that lasts with the unemployment checks stopping for everybody. The forbearances were going down, but this VA loan, they said their credit score is 630. And so on that 630 score, you can do a VA streamline refinance. You can do a VA refinance. You can do a conventional refinance.
I think your rates would be better on a conventional refinance for that, just from my knowledge of working this week. Looking at
a conventional refinance? Mm-hmm. Well, the problem with it is that they don't have enough equity to get rid of PMI, and they'd be going into a PMI situation, which I don't really recommend, being that their VA loan right now. You can look to get this thing done, and I can tell you not every lender is going to be doing a VA streamline below 640 right now, but they are out there. And what I need to do this week, because I just read this a day and a half ago that said that some of our servicers are saying that they are starting to take the VAs back below 640 again. So there was no place to sell them in the industry. No one wanted them. And so because they were afraid that they were going to be defaulting at the lower credit score. So anyway, there are opportunities for you. That person might be able to get a rate in the low twos on a 15-year. And as a matter of fact, in the VA loans, those rates for the here's another problem. On lower credit score VA loans, there are charges. There are charges as you get below 660 on VA loans that are passed along from Ginnie Mae, from the ultimate end buyer of these loans, Ginnie Mae. There are charges that get passed along as the credit scores drop. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba may have been appropriate in saying that the rate might be
better on
a conventional loan, but you will have PMI until you get at least 20% equity in the property itself. Make sure you give us a call. The call is free. We'll take a look and see where you are. They're not going to charge you anything until you decide that this is a loan that you want. And we got now. Here's the deal on an FHA or VA streamline. There's a good chance you don't even need an appraisal on that thing. So depending on whether the loan can get done or not with your credit score. Call us, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Those FHA and VA have a much better chance of getting a better deal done at credit scores above 640. Trust.
All right. 7.1% interest. Owe 39,000. Home valued at 100,000. Credit score of 600. Is there any help?
Well, any help is a big question. They said their value of their home is 100. If they wanted to get a cash out loan, they could get up to $80,000 loan. That's $41,000 higher than what they owe. So there's enough to clear that. It's very hard in Texas to get an $80,000 cash out loan. They are possible. The rates are a little bit higher, but you're still getting a good deal. They're at 7%. They might be able to get that thing down around 3.5% to 4% if they got cash out.
Not at that score, though.
What is the score? Well, credit score is 600.
Yeah.
That slipped. That slipped by me.
That slipped through the cracks.
It slipped through the cracks. Yes.
Wah, wah,
the 600 credit score is the challenge. A conventional loan is going to start for you at around 620. You're not going to start getting any decent rate till 640. As a matter of fact, above 660, for those of you getting cash out, once you're above 660, there are some better deals. However, in this situation with that 600 score, it's going to be tough. Their rate's at 7%. Even if they dropped 3% on that mortgage, well, if they did drop 3% on their mortgage, they could drop $100 a month in interest. If they could get that down, if they can drop 3.5%, you could save over $100 a month in interest. Your loan size at $39,000, you're going to have to call a bank.
Yeah.
The bank's going to have to do the loan for free. And why I say that is because governments put laws in place thinking they're protecting people, but it ends up hurting the people they're trying to protect most in a lot many cases. Governments put rules in place to saying they're trying to protect people, but it ends up hurting the people who need it the most. You can do that. You can look at so there's all kinds of things you can get into in your garden. There's a lot of very things on the top of mind you can do. But when it comes to mortgages, when they're trying to say a mortgage lender can't charge over 2% of the loan amount or 3% of the loan amount, well, 3% of $39,000 is $1,200. That doesn't even cover a lender's that doesn't cover title insurance. Doesn't cover a lender's underwriting and processing fee. Doesn't cover the people have to get paid. Employees aren't going to work for free. You're not going to work for free at your job. And so what it does, it ends up knocking out loans in many cases that are under $80,000 in Texas. So this is a $39,000 loan. A bank might say, maybe we can get their car auto business. Maybe we can get a credit card business from. Maybe we can get some other business from these people. Get some other, make money in other ways. And so the bank might decide to, that they need to help.
If they have a 7% rate, they must have gotten this loan a long time ago, too. And so they're it's probably getting pretty close to getting paid off.
The rate would have had to have been done prior to 2008.
So it must be principal. They're just paying principal now anyway. Most of the interest has already been paid.
Yeah, I mean, they only owe $39,000, yeah. So they probably got about 12 years left on this thing. And so, you know, they can. That's that 7% interest rate. You can call. You can have someone look at that. And like I said, you might want to call a bank because a lender would be doing – it cost a lender about $7,000 to write a loan. That's the cost. The average cost of a lender in this country. Some people say it's $8,500 for all the electricity and phone and personnel that have to get. You get probably at least 20 personnel that get involved in a mortgage. And so between funders, shippers, processors, loan officers, underwriters, closers, you know, there's all kinds of people that get in, post closers, people that have to sell a loan, people that have to service a loan, answer the phone. There's all kinds of people that get involved in a mortgage. So for a $39,000 loan, a lender would have to charge 15 points on that thing. And so to make up the money it's going to cost for them to put the loan together. And so that's why I'm saying a bank might make a decision to do it based on other things, where a mortgage company is just typically doing mortgages. Yeah. Tress.
We're about time to take a break.
Yeah, Tress is saying it's about time to take a break. Well, we have a bunch of questions lined up. We will get to your question. If you've already sent it in, we will answer it after this break. Make sure you stay tuned, and make sure you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. You can text us there as well, 972-387-4600. You can also go online and apply at TexasLending.com today. Our loan officers will be here through this morning until around just afternoon. Make sure you call our office early and often, and we will be happy to help you. We're coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. You know, I do got to say this. I've been here in Dallas for 23 years, and it's good to hear Eric Nadel's voice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. In the summer when you're driving around. I used to drive around to Dallas or Detroit. I grew up there and spent the first half of my life up there. And there was a guy named Ernie Harwell. And Ernie Harwell did Detroit radio for over 40 years. And it might have been going on 50 when he retired. And you always knew it was summer when someone had the radio on and you're hearing mm-hmm. Ernie Harwell. And it's kind of like that in Dallas, isn't it?
Yep.
With Eric Nadel.
He married one of my high school classmates.
And so, anyway. So
got that going for me.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's an amazing story, Bo.
He loves rock and roll, too, though.
Yeah.
He does, man. So do I.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba always has special stories. We are here talking about your home loan. Make sure you get your question in 972-387-4600. Tress, you are ready to go.
I am. All right, interest rate of 3.5%, loan amount of 273, FICO score 818, and the home is worth 385.
Mm-hmm. So
15.
They're at 273 in their loan amount. They have a great credit score and plenty of equity. So if they want to refinance, they're looking at a 15-year. If they're going to pay a point, it's going to be down around 2.1. That's on a 15-year. It's going to be right around there in that ballpark.
You don't pay a point, it's going to be about 2.5, probably.
I would say it's going to be 2, and I would say that they're going to probably get 2.25 without a point on their equity position because it looks like they have a lot of equity. And so we will save that to see what happens. You can make sure you call TexasHoney.com. They have an 800 score. They have plenty of equity, a 273 loan amount. And so I would say you're going to be in the low twos there on a 15-year. And on a 30-year, you're probably 2.625, two and three quarters.
You should look to shorten your term on that. It sounds like you're pretty savvy financially. So, you know, you can probably be doing a lot better making the same payment.
Yeah, and there's always the 20-year. Bubba yep. says he quotes the 25-year, but we're seeing the 30-year. There is a wall right at 2.625, which
right.
is the lowest. I mean, that's 3/4 of a percentage point lower than the all-time lows were prior to this year.
Yeah.
So if 2.625 is the 30-year opportunity, the 15 years and low twos, make sure you call TexasHoney.com. We'll be happy to answer your call. Tress, next.
All right. Salary, $300,000. Down
Whoa.
Payment, $300,000. Credit score, 820. How much home can I afford?
Oh, I thought he was going to say his credit score was 300.
He was on a roll there,
he was
right?
on a roll.
Well,
trifecta.
If they want zero payment on their mortgage, they can buy a $300,000 mortgage, you know, $300,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a 0% rate.
There's that.
The other option is, we were talking about earlier, that with their income, they're going to be able to afford pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Now, within all those people that are hoping to sell those million-dollar houses between Beltline and
yeah, and, sounds like you're a candidate.
Bush, you're a candidate. The reason I say that is it's going to take about 30% down on a jumbo loan right now. The rates for jumbo were better than the 30-year conventional loan for a while in this country, several years. Right now, that's not the case. The indications are from the servicers we've spoken with that jumbo rates should be back by the beginning of next year. Jumbo loans should be coming back beginning of next year. After the election, they say. So we're going to wait to see how the election goes. Then we'll decide if we're going to do jumbo loan. So anyway, that's really what they've been saying. So
yeah.
they can afford $1 million loan with their income that they have. They can afford a $1.5 million loan. So what you can afford and what you want to pay, the question is, what do you want to pay? What kind of mortgage do you want to pay?
And how much taxes you want to play?
Okay.
Because the taxes are going up.
The taxes are there.
No.
The interest rates are lower than the taxes. So
yeah.
Start shopping your tax rate. And then you might save more money doing that.
Yeah.
Tress.
That's pretty crazy. Well, now I have a question.
All right.
How do you shop your tax rate? I mean, do you just go
shop
to
city different. To city?
You go to city to city, but you
go
you
to
look
what
at the
county
houses.
Appraisal?
Well, like if you're looking into houses, and let's say I can tell you right now, Plano has a very nice taxes that I see
lower. Does that mean
yeah,
lower
than like Coppell, or, you know, or a Grapevine, or Colleyville, or, yeah, those, South Lake. Oh, my gosh.
But do you find that on, like, the city's website or the county website?
It's kind of property to property on how it's assessed, really. Like I said, when you're looking at property, you always ask the realtor, hey, what are the taxes on this? Because the taxes are listed. Or if you go to Zillow and you look at the property, the taxes are listed on there. And sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Another thing you have to realize, too, is a lot of times people buy a house and the people that are living in the house are over 65. Well, they have a over 65 exemption. Well, that exemption goes off after you bought that house and after, like, the next year. And then the taxes immediately go up. And you're going, wow, how did my taxes go up so high? Well,
there are also taxes for people that are disabled veterans have some lower taxes. So you need to know what the taxes are. And the county's out there assessing values for each house. They're not getting a tax every house the same. And so what is the value that they're giving to that house for the taxes? Mm-hmm. And so it might be a 2.7% tax rate, but at what value are they taxing it at? So things. And if you, let's say you think about this. You go to buy a home, it's $400,000. You buy a home, it's listed at $400,000, you buy it at $400,000, then you find that your tax rate's $450,000. Well, you need to go take that tax, that contract, that appraisal, into the county and say, well, you're taxing me at $450,000, but the value's only $400,000. And so you got to go in and you have to dispute your taxes with the county. That's why you need to know what it's being taxed at and what, you know, what you're willing to pay for and what people are going to pay for it when they're taxing it can be two different things.
Gotcha. Thank you for answering my question. All right, next up. I've got a house valued at about $240,000. I have a middle credit score below 600, about 595, due to high balance credit cards. Is it possible for me to qualify for $100,000 in equity out of my house? Well, we don't know.
Okay, the one thing we don't know what their house is. It says that they owe $240,000, but it doesn't say what the value of the home
is. No, it says it's valued at $240,000.
It's valued at
$240,000. We don't know how much they owe.
Yeah. And so, yeah, maybe they don't have any mortgage on that house. But the thing is, with the 600 and 595 scores, we were doing those loans on March 19th and 20th. Those loans got destroyed. Axed. Mortgage companies were stuck with hundreds of loans that they could not sell to the servicers that said that they would buy them. There were companies that came out, these are called non-QM lenders, and they said, we will buy loans at 600 credit score. And then within 2 days, even after loans had already been agreed to be bought, they didn't buy them. I know companies that got stuck with over 100 of them. We were stuck with about 7. And so we're not doing them. And we won't do business with those companies anymore because they backed out of contracts. Now that's being dealt with in legal situations right now. But if you have a contract and your contract says that you've agreed to buy this loan, that's, you know, so anyway, it's just like any old business. If there's a contract, those, unfortunately, the people at 695 are just looking for to get those bills paid off for their credit scores to come back up, that they're the ones that are right now left holding the bag.
Yeah, what a bummer.
There are still opportunities. There are some companies that say they'll do them, but if there's another bout of COVID and they decide they're not going to fund them, you'll be sitting there at the funding table, and they couldn't fund because there was no more funds for them.
Right.
Investors wouldn't fund them. Credit lines wouldn't fund them. And so just like that, poof. Yes. Sorry.
You're fine. Okay. I think we have time for one more question before break. My score is 673. Could I get approved for a new loan? And if so, what kind of down payment and roughly payment on a $245,900 home? That's a pretty specific.
Yep, sounds like they're looking at a house.
Credit score is 673. And what kind of down payment? So a 673, you can qualify for a 5% down payment. You can qualify for a 3.5% down payment. If you're a veteran, it's zero down. If you want a USDA loan in USDA land, then it's zero down. But think 5% down would be your maximum out-of-pocket with a 673 score. If you want an FHA loan, you might be able to get that at 3.5% down. There are some 3% down mortgages, depending on, we'll have to pull that and take a look and see what it looks like in terms of your interest rate and things, if it's better to put the 3.5% down. And so what kind of payment could you get in a $245,000 home? We were talking earlier, a lot of that's going to depend on the taxes. Mm-hmm. But you might be able to find that you're going to find that payment's going to be somewhere around 15, 16.
I'm going to say 16. I was looking at one. It was a $250,000 loan, 3% down. It was 16-something.
Yeah, $1,500, $1,600 a month would be your payment. Now, it depends on if you're going to have PMI on that thing or mortgage insurance. That's if you don't have 20% equity in that house or if you're not getting a VA loan. So if you're not going to put that 20% equity in that house, that 673 score, figure, let's give you a round number of, say, below 1,700 is what you should be able to find on a loan amount, on a loan of $245,900. Don't go over that $900, though. You might not win the Price is Right. $245,900. If you want to go buy that home and you can afford $1,700 a month, you, too, might be able to get a mortgage loan with TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. Get that score above 680, though. The credit, the rates get better. Your opportunities get better. And so there are 3% down payments as your scores go up. We want to take a look and see if we can get it for you. Trust, we got to take a break?
Yes.
Go to our website, TexasLending.com, or call our office, 972-387-4600. We have more text that we're going to answer after this break, 972-387-4600. That's your text line. We'll see you after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're trying to help people. We only get paid if we help you.
That's right.
We don't make a dollar unless help has occurred. If we can't help you, we're taking our time to see if we can help you. And we want to make sure that we put you in the best position possible because then we have helped you. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. We want to help. That number is 972-387-4600. It is a free is, and we don't charge you for your call. Your phone service provider, they're going to charge you because they think they're helping you. And they're going to charge you for your phone call, but we're not going to charge you for your phone call. We're not going to charge you for running your credit until you've closed on a mortgage loan. So only if we've helped you and closed a mortgage loan for you are we going to be charging you for your mortgage. We will charge for an appraisal.
Yes.
We're going to charge an appraisal fee. That will happen.
Because that's after appraisal.
Yeah, it's your appraisal that you're going to get a copy of.
Right.
And it's going to tell you what your home is valued at and whether you need to get new cabinets or something. We are here taking your phone calls and your texts. Tress.
Or if you have a hole in your ceiling.
Yes.
There's
you might
that.
Need TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right. Can you get a 15-year fixed with a VA? Credit score is 675. The wife is 665. Annual income, about $98,000.
Mineral wells.
Buying mineral wells.
The road to Possum Kingdom. That's what we call it here in Dallas, Mineral Wells. Anyway, we want to help you. We want to help you. You can get a 15-year VA any day of the week. You can get a 15-year VA. And even at $98,000 of income, you can get a 15-year VA. The rates aren't that much better than a 30-year VA. They're pretty much the same.
What about the credit score?
Your credit score is fine. 675, 665. You're right in the wheelhouse of VA.
What's the value, does it say?
And the VA loan in Spanish, they call it the go loan.
Yeah.
If it was the Nova, VA. It'd be no go.
Nova.
That's why Nova didn't sell good in Mexico, the car.
Oh, because it says no go.
Chevy Nova. That's right.
I was looking the other day. There was a thing called, it was Vava. It was like Vava loans.
Like Baba loans.
Vava. Go-go loans. That's but anyway, weird. The VA, we are way off track. We want to help you get your VA loan at zero down. We want to help you refinance it if you need to. We have great VA loans here at TexasLending.com. Call us at 972-387-4600. We have people that are veterans here doing VA loans as well. Make sure you call them. Tress.
All right. Hi, looking at refinancing. Wife and I make $140,000. Home is valued at $250,000, and we owe $229,000 with mortgage payment of $2,000 at 5%. We want to do no money down. Our credit scores are around 780. What are your thoughts?
You're no money down. Here's the thing. They're trying to refinance, right? And so they owe $229,000 on it. And so the money down would be for your appraisal. The only way to avoid that appraisal is if a computer algorithm decides that you're based on your credit score and your equity position, that you're not going to need an appraisal to refinance that. The other option is if you are on an FHA loan and you do have an FHA, you could do an FHA streamlined loan. Okay, that is an option for you. They're at 5%. They should be able to get this rate in the upper twos right now. They don't have a great equity position, so they're not going to probably be in the upper twos if they went to a 30-year from 5 down to, call it, 2.8, 2.75. Somewhere in there is where they're going to find it. When they say no money down, they might be thinking about zero closing costs. They might be able to do a zero closing cost loan. Their rate's going to be about 0.5% higher to do it. So they might be able to get a rate in the low threes by doing a zero closing cost loan.
Yeah.
Their options are there, but you may have to pay for an appraisal if you don't get the appraisal waiver.
And the thing you have to realize, too, is this time of year, we're going to take up a year's worth of escrows, taxes, and insurance.
So here's the thing.
If you have the money, you can bring it to the table, or you can have it built into the loan and take it a Hawaiian vacation.
Bubba's been around for 20 years in the business, and he knows that if you start a loan right now in the middle of August,
right,
with everyone backed up, it's going to take about 40 days. That's about the best turn times I hear of any mortgage companies, 45 days for a mortgage right now because of the massive amount of loans being done. And so if you're going to close that thing in the beginning of October, your taxes will be due, and they'll have to collect all those taxes. So you might get your escrows back from your current company, but we're going to have to roll escrows into this new mortgage. The other thing is that you can look at a zero closing cost potential on that loan size. Not everyone below 229 can get a zero closing cost loan. However, if they are in an FHA loan, they might be able to do it without an appraisal, as long as their new loan amount's below their original loan amount. That's going to be hard to do if we have to roll in the escrow. So, and on a streamline, you're going to have to bring your taxes to closing on an FHA streamline. So that,
and
hopefully they can just call us.
Roll, yeah.
Call a loan officer now. It's real simple. And we'll run the numbers. We'll take a look. I don't know if they have FHA or not. It doesn't say. But I do know this. If you drop your rate 2% on your loan amount that you currently have, you're going to save nearly $400 every month in interest. Nearly $400 a month and after-tax money that just goes in your pocket. So give us a call now. We'll be happy to talk with you about your mortgage loan. Trust, we only have 45 seconds left, so we can't answer any more questions.
Yep.
But those that we didn't get to, we'll be happy to forward you on to one of our loan officers here at the office. Bubba, do you have any golf coming in today?
Yep, got a golf tournament this morning.
When is that? Where is that?
Grapevine.
Oh, am I allowed?
No.
Dang it. And then, Trust, you any golf today?
Why, no, Kevin.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. I assumed that, but I wanted to make sure I was, you know,
how
sharing.
Kind of you,
you have any
ask.
Baseball today?
No baseball. It's a relaxing Saturday for the first time in 8 weeks. But for me and Tress and Uncle Bubba, we'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.